This is KUT. Five of Austin's 10 city council districts will vote this November, and as those races heat up, KUT's Audra McGlinchey is breaking down an important, but yes, somewhat boring topic, campaign finance. Last week, she tackled the city's limits on campaign donations and spending. This week, what's known as the blackout period.
Oh, he said blackout, not blacklight. Got it. Cool. Just trying to spice it up here, people. All right, let's start with the definition of a blackout period.
Banned contributions except for within 180 days of the election.
To paraphrase local attorney Fred Lewis, candidates can't collect campaign money earlier than 6 months before voting day. Last week, a federal judge struck this rule down. Councilmember Don Zimmerman sued the city last year, challenging some of its core campaign finance rules. The judge sided with him on two rules, including the blackout one. But what's the history of Austin's now-defunct blackout period? It began, as all great things did, in the 90s. Linda Curtis was part of it.
My moniker online is Petition Queen.
In 1997, Curtis and others formed a political action committee called Austinites for a Little Less Corruption. They circulated a petition for certain campaign finance rules, including contribution limits and a blackout period. The thinking behind the blackout? By limiting the amount of time candidates can collect money to 6 months before an election, council members running for re-election have less time to be swayed by contributions.
Council members will be sitting there on the dais and they're raising money throughout the year for their next re-election.
So how does it feel for a rule Curtis helped enact to be struck down nearly 20 years later?
So it sounds like, I mean, you're not too upset about the judge striking this down.
No.
Several people I spoke with who supported the blackout period said the city's contribution limit was the big one. That's the rule capping per-person contributions to $350. The point is, it's hard to be swayed by $350. So what's the future of the blackout period? The city has said it's reviewing the judgment and has seemed to indicate it could scale back the blackout period. But Zimmerman's lawyer says the judge's ruling is clear. No more blackout periods. Blacklights are still okay. Audra McGlinchey, KUT News.